Acorns are dropping off my Chinese house. Two ducks in my spyglass, fiery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.
Welcome to Yarns at Yin Hu, a podcast about the fiber arts and other post-apocalyptic skills. Episode 92, Prize Cast. Sunday, October 11th, 2015. I'm your host, Sarah. You can find me on social media as Sarah Pomegranate. The Yarns at Yin Hu podcast has a Facebook page, and it's available on iTunes. In today's episode, I will talk about the prizes awarded for different contests and competitions, and also a little bit about my upcoming trip to the New York Sheep and Wool Festival in Rhinebeck. Thank you so much to everyone who has introduced yourselves on the welcome thread. Some folks who have introduced themselves since the last episode are Knit Away Maria, Try Linda, who is Linda from Southampton, PA, Crafty JT503, Janet from Connecticut, Rana Casement, Rana from St. Paul, Minnesota, Blueberry Chick, Kay from South Carolina, Sour Cream, Nancy from Kemptville, Canada, Kaysal, who is Emma from Melbourne, Australia, Knit for Beer, Shauna from Indiana. She and Chevy 49 Girl were the winners of the Instagram contest. Chevy 49 Girl will be receiving her Quince and Company yarn to knit Rusted Wing, and both friends received a pattern. Welcome also to Bead Weasel, who is Anne from Midland, Michigan, Lizzie H., Liz from Aiken, South Carolina, Branwyn May, who is Branwyn from Colorado, Blue-Eyed Cat, Cat from Destin, Florida. And Cat, thank you so much for the incredibly thoughtful and nicely composed iTunes review. I really appreciated that. And also welcome to Jay Mediger, Joanna from Wisconsin. If you're a listener and you haven't introduced yourself on the welcome thread on Ravelry, please join up to the group and introduce yourself. We have reached and surpassed our 500 member goal, and so now we're working on a 750 member goal. The prize for each of these is a $25 Etsy gift certificate. And in a random number drawing, which was tricky because the first three numbers I chose were my posts, since I respond to everyone on the welcome thread. But finally, the winning member is post number 117, Turtle Jen of Turtle Made Spindles. So Turtle Jen, get in touch with me and let me know your information so that I can get a $25 Etsy gift certificate out to you. When the Yarns at Yin Hu group reaches 750 members, I will again select a randomly drawn member from the group, everyone who posts in the welcome thread, that is, and that person will win a $25 Etsy gift certificate. And now for the prize winners of our Asymmetric Hal. This has become an annual craft along where participants are invited to knit, crochet, weave, sew a asymmetrical garment or accessory. There were 31 entries, so 31 completed projects in the thread. And I selected at random for the prizes. I will go in the order they were listed on the prize thread. Prize recipients should contact me via personal message on Ravelry with any information that is pertinent to your prize. First, there is a Green Cranes project bag that was contributed by Joanna Spring of the Knit Spin Farm podcast. This prize goes to LME Call for the Bridesmaid pattern she knit by Martina Baim, and that was for post number 9. Prize number 2 is the book Itty Bitty Nursery. This was contributed by Little Red Hen, who is Deb. And the winner of that prize is Kimbuck27 for post number 3. And she knit the, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, Cohen hat for her daughter. It's a really neat little pattern, and I think it would be great for gifts. So if you're looking for gift ideas, you should check that out. The third prize is Lorna Meiser's Knitter's Guide to Hand-Dyed Yarns, in which you can learn how to use up some of that yarn that's probably in your stash that you bought because it looked so intriguing and pretty, and now that you have it, you're not quite sure what you can do with it. So the winner of this prize is Northern Flicker for post number 20, and she knit the Lily Pilly. It came out beautifully. Prize number 4 is some cochineal dyed yarn, and I had talked about cochineal, which is actually a type of insect from South America and used to get some really interesting red dyes. It revolutionized the textile world when it became more widely available. And this cochineal dyed yarn was contributed by Emily of the Fibertown podcast. And the lucky winner is Kath Knits for post number 27. And for the asymmetrical, she knit the Lefty from Miss Babs Yarn. Prize number 5 is a Batik Fabric Project Bag, generously contributed by Judy in the Dyes. And the winner of this project bag is Tia and Kat for post number 24. And Catherine entered her finished project of her test knit for the Rusted Wing Shawl. Finally, there is the prize of the Agatha sock pattern, and that was contributed by its designer, Claire NH Knits from New Hampshire Knits Podcast. This is her first pattern, and it's doing very well. She's so excited about it. It's a really clever little pattern. The lucky winner is the Jasper Patch for post number 5. And this was an interesting entry because the Jasper Patch was actually doing some surgery and reconstruction of a work she had in progress and wasn't happy with. And that was the rainbow yoked sweater. She has a great series of photographs on exactly how she maneuvered this asymmetrical knit and the techniques she used. Very interesting and clever. So congratulations, everyone. I will be working on getting out prizes over the next week or two. Certainly send me a personal message with the pertinent information, and I will work on getting that all out to you. Thank you to everyone who participated in the Asymmetrical Craft Along. It's generated a lot of interest, and I think it will be something that I will host again in the coming year. So you might get your projects started. Maybe we can do a projects in progress, A-OK sort of craft along, and make it a little more relaxed and casual. But get started on those knits or get started on that planning and posting things to your queue so you have interesting and dramatic projects for the Asymmetrical in 2016. And now it's time for a little chin wagon about my upcoming trip to the New York Sheep and Wool Festival. For the first time, I will be attending the festival for the entire weekend, and that's thanks to an invitation from my dear friend, Mary Beth. She's out of this world on Ravelry, and she is a monster knitter. She's just so productive and inventive. She's intrepid. She'll try any new thing and complete it, and it looks fabulous. So I'm really excited to spend some quality time with her and to have that all happen with beautiful Rhinebeck, New York as the setting. So I will be traveling up to the area of the festival on Friday, and I think Friday afternoon and evening we'll spend catching up. I don't know of any particular plans, but Saturday morning I anticipate that we will be on the festival grounds pretty early, and I thought I would give a little bit of an idea of my itinerary. I have been asked about this via personal message by quite a few listeners who plan to go to the festival. So Rhinebeck being Rhinebeck, any of this is subject to change, but I'm a pretty practical person, and when I make a plan, I generally stick to it. So if you would like to meet up at Rhinebeck, this is a pretty surefire way to know sometimes when your path could intersect with mine. On Saturday morning, the first stop I'll be making is to the Spinner's Hill booth. And that is because my cousin, Lisa, is the proprietor of Spinner's Hill. This is back in building 35, I believe. She has incredible spinning fiber, and she also sells some yarn from Fat Cat Knits, and she usually has some booth mates with different kinds of pottery and jewelry types of wares as well. And she sells roving and dyed roving by the pound or by the ounce. So if you're looking for quantity, she's a great stop. So I'll definitely head back there to the buildings in the back, more toward where the animal barns are, up at the top of the hill, and visit with her for a while. Another stop I will be making in the morning is to the book sales area, which I think is in Building B. It's in one of the first buildings on the fairgrounds, because I do a lot of book shopping and Christmas shopping when I'm at Rhinebeck, and I just love to meet the authors and get signed copies and things like that. So I will definitely spend some time down there and then have time to put my purchases in the car so I don't have to lug them around, and then get on to other shopping and visiting. I will be attending the podcaster meetup. That is at 1 p.m. on Saturday. And following that, I'm going to volunteer some of my time in the Fibercraft Studio booth. Last weekend, I spent some time at the Fibercraft Studio helping with their booth preparations. Specifically, I broke 8 ounce skeins of yarn, and I broke them into smaller 2-ounce skeins of yarn for sale. These are all naturally dyed yarns available at Fibercraft Studio Booth, and some amazing patterns. Also, hand-dyed felt. I think there will be even a few surprise sewing project kits. They're available on a limited basis, and I didn't see them all packaged up. They were still in the works last weekend. So this is definitely hot off the presses stuff that you don't want to miss. The Fibercraft Studio booth is in the Horticultural Building. It's the only two-story building on the fairgrounds at Dutchess County. And they are on the ground floor or lower level, pretty much straight ahead when you walk up that steep drive and into the building. Their booth is against the back wall facing you. So if you'd like to meet up, stop by there from 2 to 4 because I will be helping out with the booth. On Saturday evening, Mary Beth and I will be attending the Jill Draper Open Studios event, and we'll be dining somewhere in the area either before or after we visit. And on Saturday, I will be definitely, because I was so upset with myself for somehow getting lost in a time warp and missing it last year, I will be attending the Leaping Llamas that starts in Barn 27 area at about 11:15 a.m. And then I will be helping out in the Fibercraft Studio booth again on Sunday from about noon to about 2 p.m. So excited to be back in Rhinebeck, see all the fiber goodies and see the animals, meet the great people who are involved in this community and see all of their wonderful products. And if you are going, I hope to catch up with you there. Definitely interrupt me if you see me not at the podcaster meetup. I will have a Yarns at Yinhu field bag that was beautifully designed by Samuel. And I will have a good quantity of buttons for the podcast. And I will be happy to give you one when I see you.
Acorns are dropping off my Jenny's house. Two ducks in my spyglass, flowery as a mouse. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Leaves her down like a lady, waiting for a naked man. River bends like an elbow, turning stones to sand. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. Sycamore trees are blazing like a rainbow fire. Just like Linda Curtis, but out on the wire. It's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.
Thanks for listening. Music for this episode is So Wheat. Music and lyrics by Samuel St. Thomas, performed by Krista Long and Cesar Diaz. If you enjoy today's episode, I hope you will consider liking the show's Facebook page, joining the Yarns at Yinhu group on Ravelry, or leaving a star rating or a review on iTunes. Eat well and stay strong as you hone your post-apocalyptic skill set this week.
Country mile, it's a silly nature thing. It's a silly nature thing. is a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing. It's a mighty fine nature thing.